It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Panther head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall falling at the hands of Hominy. First loss this season. Bucks beat Barnsdall 52-34 was the final score. And coach, obviously a tale of two halves. You guys fell behind, I think it was 28-0 at one point, and Hominy was putting it on you pretty good, but obviously came back and made a game of it, at least put a scare in him in the second half. So maybe that'll give you some momentum going forward.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we came back and played very well the second half. I think we outscored them 28-14 the second half, and with about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, we got the score within 10 points, 44-34. Turnovers hurt us in the first half. We turned the ball over three times. All three of them led to scores. And then we let them have some big plays. We held them. Their first two touchdowns came off a 3rd-and-11 and a 3rd-and-12 pass play. So we kind of, you know, shot ourselves in front of the secondary area and that. Kind of got hit in the mouth a little bit, didn't know what to do a little bit, responded in the first half, and gathered ourselves at halftime, made some adjustments at halftime, came back, and really played well in the second half, but you can't let a team get up on you 38-6 at halftime and give up so many big plays and be able to come back. Like I said, at one point in time, you know, we're within 10 points, and we even have a touchdown right at halftime. Joe Colt throws about a 60-yard touchdown pass and more to Christian Warford, but he's about a half a step over the scrimmage line. And so, you know, he can't throw the ball in and he gets called back. So we have a couple things that we shoot ourselves in the foot on that, you know, it's a whole different ball game, you know, if we handle business like we thought we would and we didn't.
Talking with Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Lost at Hominy last week. They've got Bahuska into town this week. Coach, you've got a veteran group. That's something we talked about last week. This has been the part of the season the last couple years that have given you fits, but you come back in the second half against Hominy. How does that veteran group help you maybe not let this one loss turn into two or three like it has before?
Well, just like you said, you know, they're a veteran group. They came back and fought. That's what I wanted to see. You know, we talked about halftime. Send the score 0-0 and go in the second half, battle back and see what happens. Like I said, they battled back. Van didn't break a little bit more defensively in the second half. And, you know, like I said, at one point in time, we get within 10 points, which, you know, being down 38-6 at halftime and being able to do that, I thought was a pretty good job by our kids. This group, you know, with the Husky and seeing them the last years and scrimmages and stuff, we kind of know a little bit about them, but obviously a different coach now. We've seen them in past week though this summer, quite a bit up at Dewey. So we kind of know each other pretty well. Good thing is we're at home this week in this game and get them to come here. I know Coach Hennessy's going to have them prepared. They're going to be throwing the ball out. I think he threw about 80-20 pass runs. So we're going to get our secondary in shape this week and get ready to roll.
Yeah, another kind of rivalry game for you, and another game that's not only a game that's a rivalry game, but a new district game as well. So I would assume kind of the same importance as it was last week against Hominy. I know Bahuska doesn't really bring in the kind of name brand success that the Bucks do, but still that's a team that's, what, 10, 15 minutes away from you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, 10 or 15 minutes away. Like I said, we were scrimmaging the last 2 years. Now, like you said, they're in the district. And, you know, we don't – mindset is, you know, we expect to be a playoff team, expect to do some stuff this year, and you can't lose another district ball game like this, especially for us getting a home district ball game at that. We've got to be able to win this one, kind of bounce back, get back to 4-1, have Langston, then we have another real tough run after Langston Hughes with Morrison and Pawnee and Tonkawa. So district doesn't get much easier. Like I said, we got to refocus, stay hungry, capitalize off something we did right in the second half. We still had 460 yards of offense in the ball game and did some stuff right. So hopefully, you know, capitalize off that, get Bosco over here and be able to grind out and win this ball game. The good thing is Bosco comes in soon too, and the two losses of the two teams that look very similar to what we do. So that's kind of my hope going forward.
Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Panthers have Bahuska into town on Friday. Coach Sweeney, appreciate it. Best of luck this week.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Farber.